a WHYY reporter walks into a church and a bar in Delaware County on a Sunday. This may sound like the start of a bad joke, but it's actually something that happened, and people at those venues had a lot to say about the U.S. Senate race between John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
Service at St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Yadin is almost always this lively. People singing their hearts out as they bow their heads in prayer. Reverend Canon Jordan Kassan said his church is a place where people of all political persuasions come together.
We have Republicans here as part of our parish. We have Democrats, we have independents, we have liberals, libertarians, and we have people who don't vote or participate in the political arena. But I think that's also part of the township. But by and large, I think Yadin is a very political conscious neighborhood.
Yadin is a predominantly black, middle-class area. Suburban communities like Yadin have been crucial to choosing the winners of some of the biggest elections across the country in recent years. And these communities could very well decide the winner of the next big-ticket race, Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate seat. The winner could determine the balance of power in the Senate for the next few years. Following Sunday service, several members of the church weighed in. Jonathan Williams, 55, of nearby Collingdale, said that he isn't keen on Oz.
From all indication, he's really a stranger to the state, and he's one of those people we in our community will call carpetbaggers, moving from state to state and taking opportunities.
He said he's concerned about the big issues, such as the economy, abortion rights, and voting rights.
I've always voted independent, but it seems like this time I'm really, really leaning towards Todd Fetterman.
Joanne Borders, 67, lives in Yadin.
I've been paying attention and I've already voted by mail. So the important things to me are a woman's right to choose. That's the most important.
She feels Fetterman is stronger on abortion than Oz. Delaware County has experienced somewhat of a political evolution. Republicans controlled the county council from the Civil War until 2019, when Democrats finally won all five seats. Democrats can thank changing demographics and political beliefs in communities like Yadin for their gains. However, some areas have stayed the same. Ridley Park is the setting of the 2012 movie Silver Linings Playbook, but it is also considered a home base of sorts for the Republican Party in Delco. The area is predominantly white and middle class. Dolan's Bar has been a staple in the community since 1954. The walls of this Irish-American dive bar are covered with sports mementos and photos from a simpler time. As patrons packed into the bar before the Phillies clinched a spot in the World Series, some voters said they weren't happy with either candidate.
I'm a little disappointed in the platform that they're both working off of, actually. I'm more interested in the local levels. There's some folks running locally that we're looking to support here in Ridley Park and in Delaware County in particular.
Tom Beck, 61, of Ridley Park, said one of the issues that matters to him is the closure of a local bridge. He wants it to be fixed. He also wants a return to bipartisanship.
There's a lot of good being done on both sides of the aisle, and I just believe we need to find a common ground and work it to the so it benefits everybody here in the state of Pennsylvania. I mean, it can be done, and we're asking these people to be leaders, act like leaders, and lead. And I hope that they hear me, and I hope they do that.
Renee Quick, 45, moved from Billings, Montana, all the way to Prospect Park in Delco about 10 years ago, and she really enjoys it. Her blue hair stood out in a sea of fillies in conservative red. She's become very fond of Fetterman and his campaign messages.
I love you, John Fetterman. He texts me at least 6-7 times a day. We're really tight.
Ultimately, Quick wants someone in the Senate who speaks to her working-class values.
I'm just sick of getting screwed all the time. I feel like we're the ones that are carrying America while the rich get richer and the working class get poorer. How many jobs can you have and still pay your rent? I work 7 days a week. I'm only here because I got a day off. Really, I got a surprise day off.
Nothing could convince her to vote for Oz. But if Fetterman ditches the shorts and hoodie combo for a well-tailored suit, she said she might not be so responsive to his text messages. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.